Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 2, focus on security, hope unshakable. Study H5, burst open heart of worship.
So wonderful that when we come into Christ, we become part of this amazing plan of God that was started before the foundation of the world. We've seen how we are secure in that plan, and that part of his plan is that we become a part together of the bride of Christ. We've seen how God is in control of all of the end time events that are going to come along, and that we're secure with him in that. By coming into Jesus, we saw too that we've passed out of judgment already, so that we're not going to face those horrific judgments at the end of the age. The only judgment we go through is like an award ceremony where we are judged according to the way we've been able to outwork the purpose and plan of God from within us in the new creation life. And we looked at a list of attributes, lifestyle attributes, that the scripture tells us God's going to reward through that. Today, in this study, E5, we're going to look at the burst open heart of worship. I mean, I'm sure you agree with me that this eternal plan, this eternal destiny that we have in Jesus is phenomenal. It is so, so awesome. If you do agree, you can probably feel the sense of a fountain of gratitude springing up from within you, even right now. And that flow from within is the essence of worship in its simplest form. As we recognize this and build upon it intentionally, our lives become characterized by worship. It's like an outflow of gratitude for where we've been brought through the grace of Jesus into this new creation. And it becomes an unquenchable energy, this worship life, towards glorifying constantly the one who's done it all for us. So as we marvel at the magnificence of all that we have in Christ, we feel at one with the multitudes of the redeemed that have already gone ahead, and the angels assembled in heaven. Revelation chapter 7, we see this great multitude that are declaring triumphantly the salvation of God, and the angels falling down in worship. Heaven is full of worship. So we're entering into that, like the new creation is an eternal realm, right? And certainly worship is a central element in heaven. But you know, it's not just about heaven, because Jesus said the Father is actually seeking worshippers now. And again, he's looking to the new creation to find that worship. He's not going to get it from anywhere else. Jesus said this in John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. An hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That's new creation. Carrying on. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The Father is seeking worshippers. How awesome is that? Why don't we become one that responds, that is what he's looking for? We have that opportunity. So exciting. How does this work? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19, Paul wrote this: don't get drunk with wine, for that's dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Look, I know there's a sense that all of our life is a worship lifestyle, but we're not specifically looking at that right now. We're looking at this aspect of worship that is the unleashing, the unlocking of this inner gratitude that gets expressed out of us through words of gratitude, through songs of praise and worship, of affection and love for Jesus. Worship through song and melody is a heart issue. And the heart for us in the new creation is our newly created spirit man within us. Worship is both a means to becoming filled with the Spirit in that Ephesians 5 passage, and it's also a manifestation of having been filled with the Spirit. We read about this in John 7 as well, with Jesus speaking at the feast. It says this: on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So these rivers of living water that erupt from the inner man, just like Paul was talking about in Ephesians 5, being filled with the Spirit, linked to this whole worship expression that just erupts from deep within. John 4 verse 14, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Wow, this is a real energy that comes from the new creation life. It's a worship lifestyle. The innermost being is the new creation spirit within us. And from this, the flow of his spirit becomes a flood of worship in spirit and truth, like rivers of living water. It's so glorious and can unlock wonderful manifestations of God's presence in us and through us. It's amazing to me that David foresaw this. David is a key in all of this, really. He was a forerunner. In Psalm 51, verse 15 to 17, he wrote this, O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. So that passage starts with the importance of praise, but then it takes this unexpected twist, really. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. First read, that kind of sounds odd. It's a bit negative. Who wants something broken? Why does God value something that's broken? Well, I think it's a translation thing here. You know, God is a builder of life. He's not really a focus. His focus isn't on brokenness in that sense. There's a better translation of the word. The better translation is burst open. Let's read it again then. The sacrifices of God are a burst open spirit. A burst open and a contrite heart, God, you will not despise. What is this? This is this burst open attitude where this inner fountain of life, these rivers of living water can emerge from the inner man in expressions of worship, of the broken, burst open, not the closed, sealed vessel on the inside, but cracked, broken open so that the life can emerge. Well, how do we get there? How do we get to that? How do we maintain it? Well, I think it's just simply by engaging in passionate, expressive worship. Sometimes it's just automatic because we're feeling such gratitude. Other times we have to choose to do this. We need to engage and we need to let this life like flow from the inside of us. Again, worshiping through song and expressions of worship can be really, really powerful. Many who enter the new creation go through life all locked up inside. They have the life of Christ, but it hardly gets out. It's like it's locked in. Let's not be like that. The Father's looking for worshippers. The Father's looking for those that will break that open, let the life flow, and become expressive of our love and our gratitude to him through worship. You know, I mentioned David. I haven't got time to go through this whole passage, but we can read in 2 Samuel 6 how when he was bringing back the Ark of the Covenant, how he danced before the Lord with all his might, leaping and dancing before the Lord. Even uncovered himself, was dancing around in his underwear, it seems, and his wife, Michal, was not impressed with that. And she mocked him and she criticized him. And the scripture says in verse 23 of 2 Samuel 6 that she had no child to the day of her death. There's a real warning for us in this. The burst open heart carries an atmosphere of celebration. And as David engaged that, and as we engage that, we have to be very, very careful that we do not despise. There's this amazing worship movement that has sprung up all around us in recent years. Some of it may seem a little odd to some of us, and we could be tempted to despise even aspects of it. Let's be really careful. We don't want to come into that place of barrenness. Let's rather engage with this burst open lifestyle ourselves. As a practical application, you may even want to do something about that now. Right, if you're going to a worship event of some kind soon, really press in. Go further than you're used to. Maybe take some time on your own. Put on a worship song. You know, sing loud. Really draw from the inner man. Jump if you need to. Dance if you feel like it. Whatever. Just really engage and have this burst open attitude where you see it's not doing a work of worship. It's actually allowing the inner man to flow out. It's spirit, worship in spirit and in truth. It's glorious. Praise Jesus. This is part of our eternal destiny. We're going to do it forever.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.